God bless you. I don't believe God is a respected person. I still don't know why you didn't let this afternoon just carry on. Help me, help us today. I'm glad to be in this service one more time.
Right.
And I found it a great honor to be here. First of all, I appreciate the invitation of Brother Wade to come and preach in this anniversary service. I speak like other men have already. I would have came anyhow.
I know it.
And would gladly have listened to any other preacher here.
That's right.
I've seen them all higher than myself. And I'm a product of a preacher myself. And I feel very honored to be in the presence of my father and pastor, Elder Joseph Meade, here tonight.
Wonderful.
And I feel like he's worthy of that honor.
Yes, sir.
I am a product of his ministry, the Blue Ribbon. And I appreciate my brother's ministry. It's been a real blessing to me. And makes me proud to be my brother. Hallelujah. Of course, then all the rest of these men of God are friends and fathers to me and the Lord, and I appreciate and love every one of them. And I'm just glad to be here.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Brother Adams and I was enjoying the service a moment ago, and he said, you know, he said, the Spirit has changed about 15 times here in the last 50 seconds or so. And I was a little confused. Felt somewhat like that man that was out in front of his house pulling a rope. The man comes by and said, what are you doing? He said, well, he said, but the way things are going, he said, I'm so confused. I don't know whether I pounded a rope or lost a cow. We'll spend some time here feeling after God.
Yeah. All right, Elder.
Hallelujah. How do we feel the Lord wants us to go tonight? We want to obey the mind
of
God.
Yes,
I know God's in this place.
Yes,
sir. I need His help and His touch.
Yes, come on.
I can't do nothing without the Lord. The Lord reminded us that without Him, we can do nothing. I just appreciate His presence. The ministry already here in this anniversary meeting has been rich. And the Lord has blessed me. Every preacher has touched my heart.
Yes,
made me to feel stronger and added things to my life. And I appreciate their ministries.
Praise God.
The messages they preach, the Bible classes. I want them to know that they're my heroes.
That's
and I must hear preaching.
That's right.
But I can't be saved unless I hear a preacher.
Praise
God. And if you'll help me tonight, we want the Lord to come down. Help us and come down. I feel the Lord in this place. I am assured tonight that the presence of God is in this time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I don't feel like we ought to be intimidated by the presence of the Spirit that's wandering, trying to wander back in.
All right.
Hallelujah, in dry places. Appreciate that, Brother Thomas. But I was reading a prayer that a black preacher prayed, and it went somewhat like this before he preached. He said, Lord, give thy servant this evening the eyes of the eagle and the wisdom of the owl. Connect his soul with the gospel telephone of the central sky. Illuminate his brow with the sun of heaven. Poison his mind with a love for the people. church is the turpentine, his imagination. Grease his lips with impossible. And loosen his tongue with the sledgehammer of my power. Oh, whatever.
Woo!
That is a need more power.
Come on!
Electrify his brain with the lightning of thy word. Put perpetual motion in his arm. Give it powerful of the dynamite of thy glory. And anoint him all over with the bursting all of thy salvation. And set him on fire in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand on that child. Good Lord, good Lord.
Everywhere.
You do all that.
Come on, don't fiddle around.
Lord, yes. The Russell said, don't fiddle around. Well, I pray we don't fiddle around tonight. I feel like I've got some help here. I feel like I see some folks that would like to hear preaching. And a word from the Lord.
That's right.
Praise God. You have your Bibles, and we'll turn with me to the book of St. Mark tonight. Chapter number 10. Verses 17 through 22, and then St. Mark chapter 11, verses 12, 13, and 14 tonight. We're going to wait up because this is the best anniversary you've had. Verse 17, chapter 10 of St. Mark, and when he was gone forth, into the way there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not of thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth.
Yes.
Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away, grieved, for he had great possessions. Chapter 11, verses 12 through 14. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard. Lift your hands and ask God to come down and bless you. Praise God. Look at the hands of God.
Your help,
God. Everybody said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Paul, writing to Timothy, said to hang your former godliness, but deny the power thereof. So such. Turn away.
What?
I want you to know I am thrilled tonight to be an apostolic church.
Yes, sir.
For I can lift up my voice and my hand to magnify and praise God the way I can tonight.
All right.
Hallelujah. For there is liberty in God.
God bless.
For the Word of God has free flow.
All right. Come on, man.
This may not be the normal compared to the entire religious order today, but it's all on the part.
All right.
Of this church is feeling after God tonight. Hallelujah. Enjoying the blessings that we're feeling and enjoying here tonight.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The entire anniversary meeting seemed to have had a trend of thought. See, my Lord has used the minds of the ministry and synchronized their thinking and their ministry and their messages to tell us what we need to know to be saved.
Oh, thank God.
To warn us of the perils that face us.
Yes. Right.
The obstacles that would be in front of us.
God bless you.
And I thank God for the ministry we've had available.
Amen.
And I don't want you ever to be guilty of somehow sitting back in a congregation and relegating preaching to somebody else beside myself. When the Lord said it pleased them by the foolishness of preaching to save them to believe. I'm thanking God that I'm available for preaching to minister.
Thank God.
Praise God. Brother Calvinist mentioned to us last night about the happiness of a preacher in finding himself reproduced. And somebody he has followed in the Lord,
right,
instructed. Lord, how it touched my heart.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And Jesus says, I want you to know that I came to seek and save that which is lost. I'm glad the Lord came by my way one day and decided I was worth saving. Pick me up and put me where I'm at tonight.
Yes.
Now,
thank God for it.
We might as well face reality at the same time and not deceive ourselves and believe, as Brother Johnson mentioned today, that the possibilities are and still exist. That the devil would still come back towards us and make us to be a reproach, an outcast. Somebody that's undone in the eyes of God.
Transgressor.
Well, I'm glad to tell you that greater is he that is in me tonight than he that is in the world.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm determined to hold out to the end.
Yes. My heart is fixed and I made up my mind that as long as there is a path to breathe and live on the face of this earth, I'll be a part of that church. How about that?
All right.
Come on.
My purpose is in the heart.
Come on.
My heart's fixed.
Yes. You cannot run me off.
Right.
You cannot offend me and cause me to leave the beauty of this fellowship and worship and praise and sanctuary.
Come on.
That's right.
Hold
the heart fixed tonight.
Heart fixed. That's right.
Praise God. I heard Brother Wade say at the beginning of this meeting, and I haven't forgot it. And I know that a pastor at a time like this, I'm sure Brother Wade, you understand what I'm saying? He tries to do everything, you know, and put on maybe some kind of a front somewhat. He says he's pressed the days, but I know he's tired. And at the same time, he's a pastor of this Liberty Apostolic Church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there, he has never told us yet in this meeting that he's pastoring a church with no ripples on the water. No problems in the pews. He's a real man. In fact, he made a statement that some of them probably need to be put out back. The very beginning of the anniversary. I caught that. Hallelujah. And if that's true, then that's true, then one of the purposes for this anniversary meeting is to try to correct.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's wrongdoing and motive and attitude and maybe save them in the process.
That's right. Go ahead.
Make your better sound, God.
That's right.
But this meeting's over, though, when it started.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah to God. I rejoice today to see the beauty of God come down, the glory, and the shouting, and the dancing, and the praise, and the worship we had in the afternoon today.
Yes, yes, yes.
I looked out there and saw my children dancing and shouting. I said, oh, God, I'm so glad that I'm seeing my children in a place to make you feel a real genuine touch of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. People in that kind of
come
environment.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. But at the same time, everybody wasn't feeling what some of us felt.
Right.
All right.
There wasn't 100% participation.
All right.
And appreciation for what we're doing here.
All right.
And the devil is aware that there may be somebody who is weaker and susceptible to being drawn away from what we're feeling here right now in the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
He's checking you out. One preacher friend of mine said he's smoking you over. Looking you right between the eyes. And deciding whether or not he's capable of dragging you away and causing you to fall.
Come on.
Doing and damning your soul eternally. The rich young ruler came to Jesus and he said, Master, what can I do to have eternal life? Went through the tank. Oh, Lord, it looked exciting momentarily. Because he was a young man. I see youth here tonight and I appreciate young folks.
Yes.
We're in the house of God.
Yes. Thank God.
I want you young folks to help me tonight.
All right.
Help me preach tonight. I'd like to help some of you. Hallelujah. He was a young man, and the Bible said he began to ask the Lord, what could he do to inherit? And the Lord went to tell him not to come. Oh, he said, but look at me. I've done all that. And the Bible said the Lord, looking on him, laughed at him.
Yes.
Who's in the temple of Baptist?
Yes.
The creation of assignment. I pray that I can go to the Father with this gentleman and tell him there's one thing he lacks it.
Come on,
tell all you have. Give to the poor, pick up your cross and follow me. The Bible said he was grieved, went away.
Right.
Jesus did not go after him.
Oh, no.
Running and begging, said, we'll make concessions, sir. He let him go. I want to preach now about you just for a time. If you'll help me just for a little while, I'll try not to worry. I want God to talk to somebody's heart here tonight.
All right.
Everything's in the show window. And nothing's on the ship.
Everything's in the show window.
But there's nothing on the shelf. God, help me tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah to God. I don't know about you, but I have been a victim of the high pressure image maker. Oh, yes, I have. I've been to church meetings and gatherings and conventions and prayer meetings and youth rallies and all prayer meetings where you had a visitation on your sect of high pressure image makers.
what he requested the young ruler to do to be saved. But it ain't no way. Come on, Alan, preach. Come on now.
Amen.
Ah, one of us who I have been at times going down the street of a downtown area or even in a mall, and something in the store window of a store would draw my attention.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Woo. I was caught up in that big, flashy, colorful, bold, excited advertisement.
Woo.
Yeah.
The word free has pulled me in the door more than one time.
Yeah.
Woo. Hallelujah to God.
I know it.
Somebody said amen.
Yeah.
Showing the display is a big merchandising area for businessmen and businesses. It's a big thing. I operate a small business and they send me regularly window displays. Oh, they're so colorful and bright. And the price is never what you really pay when you get inside the door. But all they say is you've got to get them inside the door. Come on now. We'll always be out of your size party, sir. They even sent me advertising on one tire. They don't even make no more. But the price is so low. It pulled 100 people in the last 3 weeks. I sold every one of them just about some kind of tire. We're not selling tires here tonight. We're not putting on exhaustors. I'm in the house of God. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to pray you for the power of you to overcome God. And the Holy Ghost will send you my name. And God walks up and down the aisles of the apostolic church. I don't know how you feel, preachers, but sometimes in my own church, when I come to the house of God, I get excited just looking out across the congregation.
Good.
I watch how folks come in and how they sit down, and when they pray, and when they sing, and when they testify. Now, I have to confess, there's times I get extremely excited.
Yeah. I know it.
Over their display. Lord, have mercy. Come on. Come on. They put a stopping spirit on me. Lord, have mercy. They put a spirit on me. I want to check out what's inside the door. Woo. I realize that God is not going to accept just anything inside the pearly gates of his new Jerusalem city. God's not going to accept anything inside his apostolic church. You must come in the door and repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Whatever you speak in tongues and live a holy, come in life. I knew what the Calvinist was preaching last night. I've seen it in my home. I've seen such display of potential sitting on seats and pews. I said, oh, God, let the Spirit come by tonight and pick that one up a little bit. Work on a little more. God, there is somebody for just a little more, God. And they'll be a worker for the kingdom of God.
Come on now. Preach.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. I'll tell you what, I hate the devil tonight. I hate the powers of darkness and hell. The powers of flesh and lust. I hate everything by Christ. I preach this and I preach it. I defy it tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight.
Go ahead.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I look across my youth group. I say, Lord, don't let the devil get their hands on that one. Hallelujah. When they're praying, I'll kneel down sometimes to get beside them. I'll say, keep praying till you hear from heaven. When they're shouting, I'll get down and shout with them and dance across the front. I don't want them to stop doing that. Somebody said they're too young to know what they're doing. And they're just putting on a show. I tell you, get out of my way. You let them young folks alone. We're trying to get out of the truth. Oh, we're to display. We're trying to put something on the shelf. Go ahead. Come on. Praise God. Come on. Somebody say praise the Lord. Feeling no more tripping time. Put your mind imagination now. Hallelujah to God. I feel like I'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not preaching false doctrine. Oh. I'm not trying to tell you a funny story. I'm trying to tell the devil's real. The Holy Ghost is real. You need to quit worrying about your outside displays. And say, God, what do I have on the inside of my heart? Jesus just walked along, saw a fig tree down the road. So there's some figs on that tree. The Bible said he walked up to it and not finding none, he cursed it. Said from now on, no man will ever eat figs off this tree henceforth and forever.
All right.
Went all his way.
Sure enough.
It was a what in the name of God caused him to do that? He was able to do something we are always able to do. He wasn't looking just in the distance. He saw there was nothing on the shelf.
Hallelujah. Come on now.
We're raising a generation and we're seeing a spirit trying to preach in this last day, church. But it's all window display. It's all big bold bright advertisement. It's promising you things that once you get in there, there's nothing buried in you. It's not on the shelf. Praise God. I'm glad I was raised in an apostolic church by a pastor named Joseph Jr. Take me down a little old church and preach to me like I sometimes was the worst one in the congregation. Told me I had to pray, pay my tithes, live right, walk right, and talk right. I could stand all that. He wasn't worried about my outside display. He wanted to see something on the shelf. Some of y'all have been sitting here this whole week.
Come on.
I'm going to feel like preaching real good, I think, here in a minute. Hallelujah. I want to help this preacher, help some of you if you'll let me.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I'll try somehow to touch somebody's heart and make you understand that we are not impressed.
All right.
By your showing. What gets my attention when I look inside and see there's something laying on the
table? Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel holy ghost in this place. I'm not here to be single hand, but I'm here to see if I can get a little bit more. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'll put a little bit more on the shelf. Holy Ghost services like we've had, this anointed singing and music and worship and praise and God and preaching, and some of you are still flashing at us. Your window display. Well, I'm glad you're here because
Just a minute, I'm going to hear on something that was fucking with you a few years ago. You can probably help me on that. Brother Evans is a hero in my life. I like to be around him.
Sure.
You got something on the shelf. Oh, please.
My.
I'll tell you what. You can't be fooled over time, church, by these wind at this place.
All right.
Yep. These glory boys.
Woo!
The walk in them and oh, they look like a million dollars! And if you listen to them very long, you think they really have a million. They speak in big terms and numbers and colors. Oh, God, if you get too close to them, they're liable to make you want to walk in the door of their establishment. They'll promise you the moon. They'll promise you things that you ain't never had in your life. If you'll just leave, the little old place God puts you in, and go to a bigger metropolis.
Come on,
get up to the dirt. What a big display.
Come on.
And Ryan. Bring your heart. I'm about to tell you, it's all just on the way. There ain't nothing on the ship.
Woo!
Somebody said, I don't like these kind of meetings. That's because all you like is what's on the window. I like to get inside. If you might be a whole company, that's on the shelf. Praise God. God didn't call me to put up window displays. Oh, but he said, preach the word. Be a sitting season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He didn't tell you to put a pretty picture up here, but he said to show you what you can have that's off the shelf. Curse the fig tree. The rich young ruler was a prospect, but he walked away. He ran off. The disciples were still there. Everything's on the window. There's nothing on the shelf. There's some of you young folks that's in this church, and I've watched it. You're just a window display.
That's right.
All right.
Go ahead, then.
Said, oh, preacher, you can't get me because I got a haircut. Oh, my dress is below my knees, and I got long sleeves. I beg you differently.
Come on.
You're not impressing this person by your display of window material. God is a God that doesn't only look on the outward appearance, but he said, oh, God, look on the heart. And he looks now. What's on the ground? Oh, oh. Oh, I see the Holy Ghost moving.
Come on.
I don't care how long your hair is. I'm going to have to get you back. You better start feeling something. I'm trying to around myself. I'm going to see up and down. Praise God. If I don't do something right, I'm going to come out.
So you shouldn't be that concerned. I am that concerned.
Yes, sir.
I said, I am that concerned. Yes, I told my son, I said, look, son, you're only 10 or 11 years old. But try to find your seat up in the front somewhere. Don't be back in the corner talking about football, baseball, and talking about some junk of worldly concern. But you're not doing this in the front of us. I want to get carried away.
them, but that's all I have.
Come on.
I worry about sometimes the kind of style of hair he wants. If he gets a little older.
Yes, sir.
Now you're worried about something prematurely that don't mean a thing. You're too light. I've had to deal with some of them window displays. The light is down over their ears and on their tires. Sweeping down their eyebrows and across the top of their eyelashes. Trying to touch and move their hair. Trying to God not get a hold of them. I'm down to the tire. I'm a window display. God, I think you ought to get a hold of God and just touch it on the tail. Had to get him a haircut one day. He had to go down to a barber that cuts hair in style, too. And the barber didn't cut it enough off the suit. I didn't say nothing to him. I guess it was like it was all right to me. He came and said, Dad, don't let me go back to that barber no more. I said, well, one more. He said, you don't cut enough off.
Well, praise
hallelujah to God. Somebody said, are you just a
right plan?
He'll change in a little while. Oh, I'm saying it, preachers, would you please help me? But he doesn't change in a little while. Would you please talk to him for a while? Would you please take him off and say, hey, Junior, keep on fire. I'm watching you. Don't give up. Keep a hold of God. Keep talking on the shelf. Preachers, I should have waited to see if I qualified to make him like him.
All right.
And then criticize me for not doing a good job when I can't. I charge you in the name of Jesus to help me. Mothers of the Lord, please help me. Think about it now. You older girls, Sister Winnie, these young girls are older than Natalie. Preachers, song on the love preacher. But why do you want that preacher? They can't be saved unless they have confidence.
Right.
You don't know what I'm talking about. The Lord touched my daughter. By the way, there's not enough money in the world. She failed as a baby girl. Just recently in life, I found out she had a case of epilepsy. Has to take medicine every day. Has to watch her dial-in levels lest she goes into seizure. I was in the car when she went into a seizure. I like to lost my mind. I go, what? I cried to God. I wish some of you preachers could have been there at that moment. I didn't know what to do. All I knew was God. They said there's no cure. I'm going to keep her around and have to call a church. I want to be around young people who are not interested in the latest wind of displays, the charismatics of displaying out there in this crazy world. I want to be around young folks and preachers' families who hold up a blessed banner and got something on the sale. Our promise! We got just everything on the window! We need something on the shelf. Oh, you don't know how I appreciate it. Maybe you do. I love the ground I'm walking on. Hallelujah. I've watched some of you preachers walk by my children and just say something to them. I thought, oh God, I'm so glad.
Yes, sir.
I heard my son say before this meeting, he said, his brother, Calvin Jr., won't preach. I said, he sure is, boo-boo. That's what we always call him. He said, woo! He's one of my favorite preachers.
Yes.
Oh, he said, Dad, you're the best, really. But he said, I love to hear about the Calvary, too. Hallelujah to God. Somebody said, oh, that's just a bunch of mushy homework. I don't care what you think. Saying, you'll just have to bear with them. That's just the way they're at. They won't be moving back. I'm pretty tired of them poor folks.
just the way they are.
Oh, hallelujah.
Ask God to get us. Somebody that wants to move it.
Right. Does anybody mind coming in there in the most dangerous of their life? Hard to believe I'm old enough to say that. And I'm dependent on the ministry that's here tonight and the fellowship of their families to help them get through. The years the devil told me I'm going to have fun with this. I guess it's my father. I have a sister that's backslid. Talk to Dad sometimes and Dad to the son. Sometimes I just cry. He said, I wish I could have had Judy in the church when we came into AMF. And I heard him say it. I think she might still be in church. I'm going to try my best. I'm not going to try to just do this personal, but I'll tell you what, preachers and anybody else, this ain't just one way. But if I can be a help to yours, I'm looking at some of them tonight, and all young folks, all of you, not just preachers' kids, but saints, children, every child, every young person. If I can say something to you, just an encouragement. So help me God, I pledge myself to do it. I'm not waiting to see if yours fall so I can say,
no, sir.
That's a damnable
spirit. Come on, preach.
Instead of waiting around saying, I'm going to tell you how some of those kids are going to turn out. Y'all just said, oh, God, what can I do to help that preacher, that same child, to get a closer walk with God and to pull out that one and just play on that and get something on the sound?
Amen. Come on,
brother. Hallelujah. It was said in this meeting, we're going to have somebody to come on and carry the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If I get all the preaching I need of tonight, somebody's going to preach to my family and your family, our family, that they're going to be saved. Somebody's got to have something on the shelf.
That's right.
We've got to protect them from this high-powered window display.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Just tell them. You need to come over here.
Yes, sir.
Plenty of boys over here, Tammy. Plenty of girls over here, Junior. Lots of young people. And boy, do we have big parties.
Hear this.
We got things going on.
Lots of my young folks tell us.
You young folks, I want to tell you tonight, in this church, you're so blessed to be sitting in liberty, apostolic church, and got a preacher by the name of Brother Ted White to your pastor.
That's right, that's right.
Woo! You don't have to have no down the mouth look and no dry scar look on your face. You ought to be the happiest person in the church of heaven tonight.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. They tried some high pressure image makers trying to get me. And I was just 20 years old. Away from that blessed prophet sitting there.
Thank God.
I may have told it before, but I don't want to weary you tonight.
Oh, here.
So called Bible school. Going there, not ready to go for anything else, but just thought I'd learn some more about the Bible, how to be a better preacher. I didn't know they went for everything else besides that.
All right.
I learned quick. They called me in the office. President of this UPC Bible College. You understand it? That's what it is. That's what it was.
It's all right.
And, nothing wrong with naming it.
No, sure not.
He said, Brother Meade said, I tell you what, I have decided. He said, I've just come to a realization that I need another associate pastor in my church.
Wonderful.
He said, I'd like to offer you the job in the same town that my father pastored.
Isn't that
well, let me tell you what. Momentarily, I was a little taken back by the big display he had. Oh, he had a big church.
Hear this.
We're having church in a basement with water buckets in the floor catching the rain when it comes down through. I played on the PA. We couldn't keep it in tune. Half the flames broke on it. A PA system that come out of World War II. That's the truth. Get in there and sweat and shut all five people looking at you. They're half asleep. No, young people! Except my own brothers and sisters. He said, Brother Meade, I'll tell you what we can do with you, son. We'll make something out of here. We got big things going here. We'll put you right up there playing the music. You can take over my services sometime when I'm gone. And other times, I'll take you with me, son, to meet the other big official. You do well to know later on when I see that you get a good church with a parsonage and a salary. You say, well, what did you tell? I'll tell you what. Momentarily, being young, I was taken back.
That's all right. Come on, Elder.
The devil said, look at that.
Look at that.
Yes, sir. And then I said to him, I said, well, if I do that, sir, how will I approach my father with this? And he said, oh, let me tell you something about that.
Yeah. Said, you know that?
He said, I know about your father. Then I want you to know I'm not. He's a good man, but. He's fucking old school! Woo! Thank God! Here's young people that don't go to no roller skating rinks, and they don't go out to ball games, and they don't go out to carnival, and we got it going over here! He says, now if you'll just accept this position, son, he said, you'll not be able to have any fellowship whatsoever with your father across town.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
I'm still sitting there momentarily taking that. He said, surely by now you'd rebuke him and curse him and run out. But no, I didn't do that. Hallelujah. You understand how this display was all laid out. Oh, God.
Come on,
Elder. Oh, pat me on the back and tell me how good I was. Yeah. Oh, y'all ain't ever been down that road, huh? Finally, something got a hold of me.
Something got a hold
of me. Something kind of reached down inside of the canvas and snapped.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Good.
How'd you
do that? Where am I at? Did I hear you right, sir? He said, yeah. I said, let me tell you something.
Yes,
I'm not only refusing to be your associate pastor, but I will not attend another day of this so-called Bible school as long as I live in my life. I run back home, grab my daddy's neck, and hug him real good. I said, Dad, look to the church in Akron for the name of Jesus and the gospel faith. Lift your hands and love him, man. I'll feel the Holy Ghost.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
What that tells me, they have had a few years to polish their window display. They'll only get you off to their Bible school. They'll even come to your town. church, meet you out of the vestibule, and invite you away. Take it up there.
Don't
so we eat like this all the time over where we're at? Oh God, give us some young folks and some people in the church that's not just out there excited by some crazy window. I said I was happy today, but I felt like I had something on my back when we started singing that song. Oh Lord, I said I was happy when I began to feel the power and the presence of God come down the sanctuary. I'm so glad. I'm not worthy to untie and tie his shoes. And I never will. Somebody says, well, and you got more going he does. I'll never have as much going as he does. And I'll dread the day he leaves my presence physically. Because I'll lose something I can never get back. And time is going to catch us. Somebody said earlier, let's take our friends away. But I hope to God, some of you young folks sitting out here under the mountain is not just here to make an impression. With your latest style clothes in your hands. But you're here to get a touch of God. Because not only this meeting, I want something on the chest. Somebody say praise
God.
The youth have to accept. No, I don't have to accept them just anyway.
Yes,
preaching, if I believe what the book says and it's right, preaching can change the way you are. The Holy Ghost can make a new creature alive.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to accept that poor apology. That's just the way it is.
All right.
No, I don't have to fellowship here. Just the way you are.
No, sir.
God did give me the right to select myself.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Amen, amen.
Somebody says, you're a little too particular. I'm afraid I won't be particular. And I'm no better. I said I've seen everybody here higher than that. So I don't want to just come up with a window display. I want to have the goods laying on the shelf.
The
advice and the instructions that I got when I was 13 years old and preached my first message was by this good father right here. He said, son, you got to pray. You got to fast and get your nose in that book. He said, oh, will you preach? Don't just get up there and fiddle around, but preach! Have a message! Get a hold of someone! Don't merely mouth! Don't compromise! Don't be like some jellyfish! Come on, I'll preach out! And so help me God, ever since that day, I've been trying to do just that. I make mistakes. That's why I keep coming around.
Yes.
You, some folks remind me of a kicking horse. They all say, that horse is just that way. Talk to somebody that is kicked. But you know, don't worry about that horse. It's got a kicking problem, but that's just its nature. Just go ahead. You talk to somebody that is kicked. They're looking for some lead to put in your fear.
That's right.
Somebody said, you've got a bad attitude.
Come on.
Bad attitude, nothing. What you need a good kicking once in a while. You thank your father. You thank your into this place. You thank God. I've got a little something up on myself. I promise you, Brother Spell. But the same horse that kicked your daddy, if it gets a chance, will kick you.
Right.
Hello.
And don't let nobody tell you that you're going to have enough wisdom to handle that horse in your day. Don't let them say your daddy's just old school and didn't have enough sense to handle that mule. I promise you, if that crazy horse kicked him, better let him tell you something. He'll kick you too. I'm not going to hang around. A kicking horse? Knock your crazy head off. I'm scared of them when they don't kick, much less when they don't. But I've seen younger men, says, well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah.
Dad just didn't have the wisdom that I've seen to beat the glass with. I'm going to go ahead and fellowship this bunch over here. I'm going to go ahead, see if I can't ask some of these folks, oh, you're crazy! Oh, you never had the wind at this play. What you need is a good old fashioned Holy Ghost experience and get old fucking down on the shelf! I even tell my young folks that I have to approve their dating relationship.
Yes, sir. That's all right.
That's good. Somebody says, I want to date someone. You come check with me first.
That's all right. Yes, sir.
That's all right.
Go ahead. Talk your mind.
Come
on. You ain't got no right to tell me who I can. Well, I mean, you think I think I have a right. Well, I know how that horse will kick ass. You better come and ask me before you go out and tie a knot with somebody that'll drag your soul to hell. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Woo! I got my last whipping when I was 18 years old. Well, since then, he threatened to give me a few more. He's probably able to do it. But the whole deal was, he was telling me who I could date and who I couldn't. And I was 18, graduated, had a diploma. Working a job, Goodyear aircraft, driving my own car, even though he did coach that. Come bouncing in the dining room and said, Dad, me and this girl's going to start going. He goes, hold it, son.
Hold it.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Dad, remember, we talked about that. Remember that? Sure, you remember that. All my brothers and sisters remember it. I don't want to forget. I said to him, I said, now, Dad. He said, you're not going with that girl, son. She's not good for you. Her spirit's not right.
All right. All right. Come on.
She's just in the church to get her a man. That's all she's in for.
Woo!
No, it's not Sister Lewis either. You know. He put his approval on that. But she wouldn't be Sister Lewis me today. She's grateful. I didn't tell her to say that's right. I don't know. He said, you ain't going to that girl. Well, wait a minute, Dad. I said, I'm 18 years old. Now, Dad, I'll tell you what. I appreciate, you know, the house and a few things. But now, let me tell you, Dad, you're not going to pick out, and I didn't get much further. I saw his head slide down to his waist. I heard that buckle unsnap on a 32-inch piece of rawhide. Sliding out of belt was an object that Dad waited. Talk his thing out!
Damn, ain't seen it in all.
But that time he was half out of chair. He doubled it over one time.
And he ran that down to the table. I said, man, it's time to talk. It's time to run.
Lord, have mercy.
The Lord might electrify my brain, but he's going to electrify something else. He's going to turpentine not my imagination. He's going to turpentine something else.
Set it on fire and in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Run around that dining room table, crack all of them. You can't do this. Crack that bell. Hit me on the back, around the neck. Oh, I don't know how many times he hit me. I still remember it.
And like some of your mom and dad is with your children. See, the laugh faster, forget it 5 seconds later. We got the time to stay with you a while, honey. Every time you took a bath, you looked at it. For a few days, you're going to light it up. Somebody said, child abuse. Aha, Lord. Child abuse, nothing. The Bible says, be the little God. He won't kill us.
Not confess.
Man, he didn't give me a warrant I didn't deserve.
All right.
Let's clear that. Anyhow, he got me and said, I'll tell you what, while he was with me, he was saying, son, as long as you're in my house, as long as you're eating in my table, as long as you're sleeping in my bed, as long as I'm your dad, I'll tell you what you can do. I ain't raised you up this high for you to start telling me what I can do.
Come on, preacher.
I'll tell you something else. He can still set me down and tell me what I can
Hello,
do
preacher.
And what I cannot do. Right, my wife still says, once in a while, I'll tell your dad. I said, oh, honey, now we can talk this thing, huh? Whoa, it's time to go to Charlie's. Buy you a piece of hot bird cake, Charlie.
Oh!
I hope some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I got 17 said I'd be able to, I need to be a lawyer.
A what?
A lawyer. I said, I got it in me. Dad said, what are you talking about? You ain't fit to be no lawyer? The devil said, he's just jealous. Because he can't be a lawyer. No, he wasn't a lawyer, he was the law. Well, no, he wasn't just a lawyer, he was the law. He's a whole lot more of that kind of law around here, isn't he?
All right.
He said, son, I just want to see you go on the rapture. In the cup of time.
Oh, thank God.
If I can see God get a hold of you, just get you out of here.
Very good.
So then my living will not be. Praise God.
My.
Poor consolation. Just the way that horse is, it kicks. You're not going to put me back where that horse kicks.
That's right.
I don't care how pretty she is. What kind of pedigree.
Come on now.
What kind of champion papers his hands are all? How fancy it is or whatever.
All right.
If you'll tell me it's a kicking horse, preacher, I'm going to believe you.
All right.
Stay where I'm at.
All right.
You young folks hear me. I don't know what the devil's put in your crazy head sometimes. He's put a few things.
Sure.
But I give you strong admonition. Pay attention to these men.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, a few hoof marks.
Yeah.
And tell you a few things. Save you a lot of trouble. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
This salvation will put water in the well. We have been invaded by a host of resemblances, deceived by minute particulars, deceived. Sometimes even the eye of the expert is misleading by appearances. Here's all that part where you want. You've been waiting on me. You know a little thing I see alone? When the display. Oh. You remember us,
Come on now.
You know, I went to did you ever see them mannequins and go in the store? Oh, we see some mannequins. You may be seated. Woo! Lord help us. Woo! I'm going to buy you one more time. Huh?
Tell somebody.
No.
Come on.
Don't be scared. Oh, we don't want to tell you, wait.
Who said with it?
There's the Americans in the window. Man, you walk. I've asked you to know, see you walk by stop. That's the way I'd look. If I could get that dress or that suit or that whatever it is on me, woo, I'd be a walking mama. Long story. The thing is, you're going on you, that I want that thing through the clothes that fella in the window's got on. Still do for me what he does for him. I got to have it. And the lying salesperson says, you ever do more now? Oh, yeah. Tried it on that life. He said, oh, what we need is not the mannequin. We need you up there. Modeling that. Lord have mercy. We're so prone to believe things people say about us.
That's right.
Oh, yes, we are. That's good. Yes. Mannequin. You know, I got a little crazy man in my town. Walks up and down the street. And he wears two or three suit coats and a bunch of buttons. His ears stick straight out like this. He wears a little ball cap and call him Claude. The other day he got called free. Again. And he had a little old Bible. He was in front of a department store on Main Street. Had his Bible open, looking in that store window, and preaching to that man. Preaching to that man. I pulled over and rolled the window down. I got to hear this. It's going to be rich. He said, chewing his open, did you hear me? Amen. Hello, American. Oh, y'all see it. My. Hand up. You can see the title of that one. He didn't know nobody else in the world. He finally got a little crowd watching him. He said, now turn. He told the manager, now turn to, I think it was Proverbs or somewhere. He flipped his Bible over. And, preaching that, and that mannequin, you know what? He never changed expression. And I quit this. And so help me God, I stand there looking at Brother Vandy, and a thought hit me. That man in that window, that's the like some folks I preached to.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it is.
Manica! Laodicean Manica sitting in our church.
Yeah.
I preached to him hell of times. I knew how to turn it up. And they go. Lord have mercy. I'm talking to you. Lord have mercy. Give me a chair. Now I need a manager. Come here, brother. You know I was going to use you. Be my manager now. Sit down right there. That looks good. Good looking mannequin. Well, there, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't move.
They bother me. You paid your level out of them. Sweat, preach, shit. Look at them and see them. Now just look back at you. I'm talking to you, bud. You can move their hands. I've done that. I said, okay, now stand up a while. You're going to stand up in this church. Are you hearing me? Same old. You need an answer, do you hear me? You can't do that with them. Not if they're a man.
Yeah.
Right, just fold your arms one time. I got a few mannequins maybe like this. We're going to have church tonight. Bub, I'm talking to you. Take a time, you sitting on the service. Stop that painted on smile. Act like you got everything all together. Hey, I'm a one God preacher. I'm coming after you. They still don't change. Oh, stay cross. See what I'll do to you. I'll jerk you out. I've even grabbed that man. Come here. And drug him. I feel like Paul. I've done this. Come on, we're going to run. I've drug him around the church. When I got let him go, they said, why that now? Woo! Give him the banner. God, what am I going to do? And they got a little tape recorder in there that says, wait, but that's just the way I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about like that? Man, Laodicean mannequin. Listen, I can spot them on my they got that charismatic smile. Get back on me. You must have seen a few of them. Lovely. Oh, my God. What? Oh, look at me. How can the preacher pick on me? I'm here. Oh, Lord. I'll tell you what we need. We need the Lord to walk up and down and look at him and say, look, bud. no man shall ever eat food of you hereafter. Curse you! And the next time we ever see you, thank you. We'll see you withered up. Somebody said, "Well, the dog means you'll never build no church like that." I've got a few folks that done seen me pile a few mannequins up. And decided they'd get rid of that crazy show window they had and get something on the shelf. Yeah. I'm tired of preaching my nuts out. Use the expression as well. Feel. Straight out of nerdy muscles! The people with pain on smiles and fixed expression! They pretend they have hands. But they don't have no. Angelo, which couldn't even hear a thunderbird. All their ears are visible false ears. And the Lord said, "I judge the people who have eyes and see, ears and hear, ever learning and never able." Come to the knowledge. Read real quick on the phone, chapter 37, and I will show you that. Let me tell you how God cursed the fig tree. He let the rich young ruler walk away and walk through and pray.
The Lord is kind to them that have a broken heart.
The Lord is kind to them!
For what?
A broken heart and
save us such be of a contrite spirit.
Now, if the Lord is near to that kind of a heart and spirit,
God,
He's a million miles away.
Oh,
from somebody who is proud and stubborn. You ain't feeling God's time, man. You're just a man with a fixed smile and this stuff. You wouldn't even lift your hands if somebody didn't tell you to.
Hear that.
You wouldn't say hallelujah, but didn't say everybody say hallelujah. Right. You wouldn't say that if you wasn't felt like the preacher was looking right at you.
Come on.
Pulling out. Never mind, we have to sit back and see who will magnify the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Without being talked and primed and pulled and begged and cheered.
That's right.
And then with this, young folks, don't let other young people intimidate you.
That's right.
And you do feel a little touch of God, and tears start running.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if they look at you and decide to laugh. Ignore them.
Amen. Oh, that's all right.
I'm tired of being intimidated by Laodicea. Man, God, pray! Glory, boys! We got a lot of so-called preachers who are Laodicea mannequins in the ministry.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, I'm right. Performers, actors.
That's just true.
Stars.
Yeah.
Something for superstars. I'm so glad for just a God called.
Thank God.
Okay, read what David said in the next chapter.
O Lord, open thou my lips.
Open thou my lips.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
My mouth shall show forth thy praise. Here's why.
For thou desirest my sacrifice.
Hey, Lord, that I found out something.
Else would I give it.
You don't even desire a sacrifice.
Mm.
And if you did, I'd be the first one to give it. Some of you think God's impressed with your talent.
Go ahead.
All right.
I don't care. I love this steel guitar up here to be played. It's one of my favorite instruments. God's not impressed, sir.
No, sir.
If you're playing steel guitar.
No, sir.
And now, if you thank God for it, please sit down.
That's right.
You ain't moved God because
that's
you
right.
Can play a musical instrument.
That's right.
So look, I spend money on me. I practice day and night. I give my time to it. God has to work. He said he doesn't desire sacrifice.
Woo! Come on.
That's right.
He said, David said, I've learned this much already. If he did desire, I'd be out there building walls, killing bulls and everything. I got fire! How do you make sacrifices?
Yeah. All right.
What do you say, Ellie?
Whew. Thou that I was not in burnt offer.
You don't want burnt offer.
The sacrifices of God are a broken stick.
But he said the sacrifices of God are a broken stick. It's not what's out here.
Oh, God.
But God's saying, I come by you. I don't care whether your shoes cost $50 or $5.
That's right.
I'm going to look down in your heart.
Right.
We are suffering for a lack of fresh, broken sin.
Yes, sir.
And contrite.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I love when you preach, when you preach to me, and I feel my heart just being full and tears begin to flow. I felt the devil try to intimidate me and say, don't let anybody see that.
Alright.
I refuse to be intimidated.
Yes, sir.
I want to touch
God. Oh, God. Oh,
God.
Oh,
God. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We've got some Laodicean mannequins sitting in our church. Thick showpieces. Disappointing window displays. Some are like glow worms. They seem to have both light and heat. And when you touch them, they ain't got neither one. This is but Lord, David said, creating. If I ain't got it, Lord, you've got the ability. To reach out of the cavity of my soul and create in me a clean heart.
Lean on.
And renew a right.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. God is still walking through history saying, Adam, where art thou?
Where art thou?
I don't know what you came to this meeting for, but in closing, I'm telling you, I came and I have received.
Hallelujah.
The best that heaven had to offer. I see my family going to touch of God in this meeting. I'm so happy that I've been this time.
One more time.
I don't want to be a mannequin sitting on an apostolic church.
No.
You young folks, don't let nobody take it out of you. Don't let the young folks intimidate you. Don't let the super church draw your heart.
That's right.
Stay with the man of God.
Yes.
Trust him.
Yes.
Trust his advice. He'll save you from a kicking horse.
Oh, God.
One of the greatest problems we have, one of them is that we have a bad case of stubbornness on our hands. And it's so natural to be stubborn. Yes, it is. Stubbornness is natural. And the Lord said he hated it so bad that he likened it to a sin of idolatry and witchcraft.
Yes, sir.
Give me a thing, bud. I wish to go we could get more interested in putting something inside on the shelf. We are about to show when to do that. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
If you preach at my church, preachers, don't come in there trying to dress up just the wind. Please come in there and put something on it.
I don't want to sin!
No! The Word of God don't send those that want to be saved.
Hey,
the Word! I heard Brother Bill Coy make a statement himself to me as a friend. He said, I would to God if somebody would come to my church and preach for me Lord, I'm preaching for some of my friends. I didn't find out just recently how bad his problems were until he left. Some of the people, he's not even there now. I said, oh God, let me be a help to the man. To my preacher friends and the saints. And he said, the devil trying to get on. Because he's saved. Brothers and fathers, preacher friends, you help me. Put something on the shelf of my children. My children.
Oh,